Well, good morning. This last week, some of the children have gone to school, sometimes maybe a new school. Have you changed school?
No.
No? But you went back to school last week?
Gone
up
a year.
Yeah. Have you gone to school, changed school, or just another year? How are you finding it?
Is it good?
Good.
Good? Yes? Yeah? Okay. What's the purpose of school? Ooh. Sorry?
It depends who you ask.
It depends who you ask. Well, give me some reasons. Yes. Give parents a break. Yes. Sorry. To learn stuff about God. Yes, you can sometimes learn stuff about God. Or you can learn stuff about the world itself and learning and gaining new knowledge. There's also an element of learning some truth, things which are true and things which are not true. The problem is we don't sometimes understand what we're being told. It's like when we go on holiday, if we go overseas, people are talking in a different language and we don't really understand what they're actually saying to us, because they do actually speak in a different language, and therefore it's hard for us to understand. But sometimes, even when we're speaking the same language, it can still be hard to understand what is being said. Now, how many of you have heard about Chinese whispers? Yes? Chinese whispers? You probably know it by a different way. Chinese whispers is where somebody whispers something to a friend, to a neighbour, and that person then passes it on to the next person, who then passes it on to the next person, who then passes it on to the next person. So under, by each pew in the front, and I will give these two for the front. Roz, you've got yours beside you. Well, you did have. Ah, in the envelope, open it up, those who are on the end, and only don't show it to anybody else. And this could go either horribly wrong, or it can go... It's just in front, right, oh, okay. Have a look at that first statement, and whisper that statement to your neighbour, and if your neighbour then passes it down the row, and we'll see what we end up with at the end. For only the first statement. Okay, a couple of minutes. Whisper it.
Sorry, not whisper.
Just the first sentence. just that one, yes.
Yeah.
Just that one.
Yeah.
How are we getting on? Would somebody like to tell me what message they heard? Yes. Something about an elephant passing on the jam to an ironing board. Does that make sense? No. Any other? Yes.
When the elephant opened the jam, he couldn't find the ironing board.
When the elephant opened the jam, he couldn't find the ironing board.
Yes.
Do you understand what that means? No. Any other ideas? Yes. When the elephant opened the jam, he swam all day. Okay? Yes?
When the elephant opened the jam,
he couldn't swim.
When the elephant opened the jam, he couldn't understand. understand the ironing board.
Okay, yes, one more. Okay, well, what's the message we should have been receiving down the line was when the elephant opened the jam, most people got that bit, he swam all day, so he did actually swim, but it snowed. Nobody told me that it snowed because he couldn't read the ironing board. That's what. So it's ironing board. A bit of a nonsense, really. And as the words went down the pews, it got disjointed and we didn't fully understand what was being said. But sometimes when we know the truth about something and we understand it, we can pass that on and the message actually flows properly. So let's try it again, but with the second sentence. Okay, so what are we getting there? Yes. Good grace. The message they gave to me, I give to you. Any other comments? Or is that what everyone got? Everyone got that. So you see, when we're talking about something and it makes sense, and we know it to be true, it won't be difficult to repeat. But just as we saw with that first sentence, if it's just nonsense, then and it doesn't fit in with our understanding, it's not easy to pass on that message. Jesus came to tell us about God's love and invites us to tell others. And if we know that God loves us, then it's much easier for us to express that and tell others, tell our friends, tell our families that God loves you. And even if we don't sometimes speak the language, we can actually say what we're say it in sign language, say it with our actions. God loves, what's that? God loves, not you, us. God loves us. God loves you.